narrated Urwa bin Az-Zubair, may Allah be pleased with him, Usama bin Zaid, may Allah be pleased with him, said, the Prophet, peace be upon him, rode on a donkey with a saddle underneath which there was a thick, soft fadakia velvet sheet. Usama bin Zaid was his companion rider, and he was going to pay a visit to Sa'd bin Ubadah, who was sick, at the dwelling place of Bani al-Harith bin al-Khazraj. And this incident happened before the Battle of Badr. The Prophet, peace be upon him, passed by a mix-up gathering in which there were Muslims and polytheists, idolaters, and Jews, and among them there was Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, and there was Abdullah bin Rawaha too. When a cloud of dust raised by the animal covered that gathering, Abdullah bin Ubay covered his nose with his rida, sheet, and said to the Prophet, don't cover us with dust. The Prophet, peace be upon him, greeted them, and then stopped, dismounted, and invited them to Allah, that is, to embrace Islam, and also recited to them the Quran. Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul said, O man, there is nothing better than what you say, if what you say is the truth. So do not trouble us in our gatherings. Go back to your mount or house. And if any one of us comes to you, relate your tales to him. On that, Abdullah bin Rawaha said, O Allah's messenger, come to us and bring it, what you want to say in our gatherings, for we love that. So the Muslims, the Mushrikun, and the Jews started quarreling till they were about to fight and clash with one another. The Prophet, peace be upon him, kept on quietening them till they all became quiet. He then rode his animal and proceeded till he entered upon Sa'd bin Ubadah. He said, O Sa'd, didn't you hear what Abu Hubab said?
He meant Abdullah bin Ubay.
He said so and so.
Sa'd bin Ubadah said,
O Allah's messenger, excuse and forgive him. By Allah, Allah has given you what he has given you. The people of this town decided to crown him as their chief and make him their king.
When Allah prevented that with the truth he had given you,
it choked him. That was what made him behave in the way you saw him behaving. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, excused him. See Hadith number 6207.